I think you'll find that if you get clear about your desired lifestyle path, clear enough that you can make at least a 5-year commitment to it, you'll be smarter about picking good short-term projects that align with your lifestyle and your desired skill paths. And you'll be able to escape the doubtless fate of doing random projects that always fizzle. I understand that it can be hard to take a step back and to think about your big picture lifestyle vision, especially when you're feeling a lot of pressure to get something going. But the get something going approach usually just punts the problem a few months forward. When you complete your project or give up on it because it fizzled, you'll be facing that same kind of pressure yet again. You'll be telling yourself that you need to get something going. Looking back, haven't you already been doing this to yourself for some number of years already? If so, then isn't it fairly predictable that you'll still be doing this to yourself a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Of course you will, unless you choose a different path now. The people I know who are happiest in life almost invariably put lifestyle first. Yes, they do work they love too, but a big reason for their chosen work is that it supports their desired lifestyle journey. I really enjoy writing and speaking, but I especially love that these skills support my lifestyle. It is more accurate to say that I love writing and speaking about personal growth. If these skills did not support my lifestyle, my interest in writing and speaking would fizzle. I just don't care to write and speak about other topics as much. The same goes for other creative projects. It's the about personal growth aspect of those projects that makes them fulfilling and that motivates me to eventually complete them. What's your version of the about personal growth qualifier that suits your desired lifestyle journey? I think that once you identify it, you'll find it easier to know which projects fit your qualifier and your lifestyle, and which